This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Geeks out, listeners. My name is JJ, and I'm here with a super quick review of the recently released film Child's Play that came out on last Thursday. The film stars Gabriel Bateman, Aubrey Plaza from the TV show Parks and Recreation, where she played the character of April, as well as Mark Hamill, who was in the film Star Wars, who played Luke Skywalker, as well as a lot of the like animated cartoons, as well as the video game adaptations of The Joker. He's in a lot of those. Now, the film is about a mother named Karen, played by Aubrey Plaza. She gets a refurbished buddy doll and gives it to her son Andy as an early birthday present. But this is not your normal buddy doll. This is a buddy doll that is completely off the rails. And that's why we love it. That's why we love this buddy doll. Now, it's a horror movie. We're going to start off with the kills, because when I see horror movies, I'm like, cool, I want to know how good the kills are. And the kills in this are really cool. They're really inventive, really interesting. Touch of black comedy in the kills as well, but that's what I come to expect from a Chucky series, from the Chucky movie. They're great. They're really good kills in terms of this series. Now, just to let you know as well that this is a Child's Play film. However, it's not related to the previous 8 films that Don Mancini directed and produced. They are completely unrelated series, so you can go into this one without having seen any of the previous films. However, a lot of the names in this one were names from the original film, so it could get a little bit confusing, but besides that, it's not too bad. The film is great. The film is adorable. The mother-son relationship between Andy and Karen is really unique for a film like this. I've never seen a mother who's just, she's like the cool mom, but she's also super caring, and she just wants to be there for her kid, and I really got that vibe. Aubrey Plaza did great in this. She's primarily known for comedies like Parks and Recreation, that was her big starring role, but also films like Mike and Dame Wedding Dates, so it's really interesting to see her in a comedic, in a horror film, and she did great, man. She did really, really well. Like, she was scared when she needed to be. She was like the, I don't believe what you're saying to me, mother at times, but she completely nailed this character. I also need to give out, shout out to Gabriel Bateman, who played the character of Andy Barclay. He's not as cute as the Andy Barclay in the original film from the 80s, but that's because he's a little six-year-old boy. And like a 13-year-old is never going to compete with the cuteness of a six-year-old. He's just adorable. But He nailed it. Like, Andy Barclay was exactly what you wanted as like this kid who's convinced that his new toy is killing all these people, but no one believes him. And he plays it really, really damn well. The star of this movie, however, though, is Mark Hamill, who is playing Chucky. This is great. This is my favorite Mark Hamill role in a while. Like, if you didn't enjoy Mark Hamill in The Last Jedi, just watch this. It's going to be like, oh, damn, Mark Hamill's really, really good. His hilarious in this. His delivery of some of these lines are hilarious. He nails the black comedy of the Chucky character. And there, I had, like, was straight up, like, chuckling at some of these lines. It's a really, really great film. Really great performance from Mark Hamill. It is, but the Chucky series, it's primarily like a black comedy with some great kills, and it delivers on the comedy as well. There is some hilarious line when he stabs a dude and screams, "This is for Tupac." That cracks me up. That is hilarious. That is one of the funniest like parts of the movie right there. It is just a great, great film. I also need to shout out like the use of technology in this as well, where the Chucky doll is created by Kazlan Industries, and it can connect to lots of other Kazlan industry devices, like TVs and stereos and like home entertainment systems and like the heating and stuff. And you get to see Chucky utilize that, and you get to see him like use the heating to like distract someone, or like use like the TV on the lights to like distract someone. And that's really smart and really well implemented. And it's just really great foresight to have this character be able to control stuff like that. I think it was really, really smart choice. One thing I do need to mention in terms of choices for this movie, and ooh, this was definitely a choice. The character of Eddie Barclay in the film does have a disability. And me, myself personally, I don't feel as if they gave the character the disability for any reason besides the fact that he has a disability. Because it's not really it's only mentioned by characters in the plot, but it doesn't really get referenced like Chucky or anything like that. It just gets used in terms of like insults or maybe like Walter Tyson's reference in the movie. If they had made like more of a story point of him dealing with this disability, I think that would have been more interesting, because they just kind of like glaze over it and just mention it when it's convenient for the film. But besides that, this was a really, really fun film. Again, need to shout out it. Gabriel Bateman, Mark Hamill, and Aubrey Plaza, all three of them absolutely nailed it. The black comedy in this was great. The kills were phenomenal. And it's just a film that I really want to see again. I hope they expand on this film as well. And I hope that this one does well, because it really, really deserves to have some eyeballs on it. It's really great. Also with the Child's Play film, I also hope that this doesn't detract from what Don Mancini is doing with his current Child's Plays, because those last two, Curse of Chucky and Cult of Chucky, were just great as well. And I hope, hopefully, like the success of this one, and if this one does well, this one gets eyes on what Don Mancini is currently doing with like Curse and Cult, because those are two movies that need eyes on them as well. In terms of like a star rating for this, I'm going to give this film 9 bunny dolls out of 10. I enjoyed it that much. It is just a fun black comedy horror rub, and I feel like if you like your horror movies, if you like your dark comedies, you would really, really get into this. A Child's Play is currently screening in cinemas nationwide. Catch that when you can. My name's been JJ. This has been my review of Child's Play. Back to the Geeks Out team. I'll see you at 10 p.m. for our Mosh Pit on Thursday night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.